nobility. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of the 1209 podcast.
Do we have a count?
I think it's got to be about six.
Episode six, volume two?
Season two. Yeah.
Why do we call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden.
How many people do you think just stopped the recording because they thought you stopped talking?
That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Apparently none.
Well, we have a fun show for you today because we're going to talk about the huge weekend we just finished.
Oh, there you go. Huge week. Why? What happened?
Open house on Sunday. Now, I don't have the numbers.
I don't either.
I'm not privy to said information.
We could probably get it, but it would take a little bit of effort.
Right.
You know, and let's face it.
And the dice.
Yeah, it's not happening.
The humongous turnout.
I heard one of the biggest turnouts in recent memory.
It was a constant flow of people.
Yeah.
And really nice folks. Really nice, nice kids, nice
Very
parents.
Very true.
It was so great to see so many people here.
And so many people excited about NAS.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We love excitement around NAS.
We do.
So one of the things, what this show is going to be this week, after our upcoming events segment, is we interviewed about 12 or 13 of the kids who were manning the tables at Open House, so that those of you who couldn't make it out to Open House get kind of a virtual Open House, if you will.
Now, sadly, I was not part of the interviews because I had to present.
You were presenting.
But I hear they're phenomenal.
Yeah, you know what? We've got about a minute each.
Okay.
12, 13 interviews. Now, I did not get to the academics. So we have all the academics in the in the dining hall.
Yeah, but the
we
students all the don't man those.
Right.
So
we did have interviews with sports and activities.
Right.
Great turnout. So thanks to anybody who came out.
Nice.
And actually, last Saturday, we had a lot of fun. Huge turnout at Solorio for the football game. A lot of traveling.
Big win.
That was a big win.
Big come from behind.
Yeah, well, they were down 3-0.
There you go.
For about 15 seconds.
There you go.
The Solorio Sun Warriors went up.
The Sun Warriors?
Yeah.
I like that.
They went up 3-0, and then Julian returned the kick, and there was no turning back.
Nice.
And then this week, of course, this weekend, it'll be over by the time the episode comes out, but this weekend.
Could be like.
JCA NAS.
The biggest game in Nazareth Academy history, I think.
Well, I don't want to say anything about it.
Because
I don't know how it's going to end. By the time this comes out,
I have predictions.
Oh, I have predictions too.
I think it's going to be some words that I probably can't use on this podcast, and we're going to crush them. That's what I think.
Well, look out, Hilltoppers! Here we come.
Yeah, you better look out. You better look behind you too.
Also, the 15th was Powderpuff. Powderpuff.
Nice.
Now, are you refereeing?
I am not. We have a birthday celebration on Sunday.
Oh,
my grandfather-in-law and my mother-in-law's birthdays are both this week.
That's great.
And my sister, but she's left out of that.
Yeah.
It's more of an in-law thing this weekend.
Okay.
But it's under the lights.
The birthday party?
No, the Powder Puff game.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Uh-huh. 5:30 kickoff.
I gotta be honest, Mr. Grant, I feel like your head is elsewhere today. You want to tell the folks, all three of them at home, why your head's elsewhere?
I am heading out of town in just a few hours. I'll be back. I'll be back in time for the game on Saturday.
You're very excited.
I'm very excited my,
about this trip.
My sister has a big job interview out in D.C., so
and
we're wishing her all
nail
the best.
It.
Yeah,
nail
we hope so. We hope so. Hey, nothing like NAS alum doing good things. We're hoping
you know
she
it.
Does a nice thing.
You know it.
You know what happens Tuesday? You know what happens one day after this podcast comes out?
I don't.
The first game of the women's basketball 2015-2016 season.
Boom. West Chicago?
West Chicago.
Boom.
We've got games at 4, 5:30.
Home games?
And 7.
Love it.
Yeah, home games.
Love it.
Blue and white is tomorrow night.
I did hear that.
The 17th is indeed women's basketball opening night. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I like that. To it.
And I have to be
great
honest.
Great turnout this year for the women's basketball team, I heard.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Lots of people.
A lot
of
freshmen came out for the squad this year. That's what I like to hear. Love it.
As you know, I am the self-proclaimed number one fan of the women's basketball program.
I don't think it's self-proclaimed anymore. You got a shirt that said number one fan.
That's true.
And you didn't actually make it, so...
No, I didn't make it myself.
It was gifted to you.
Yeah, like the Michael Scott World's Best Boss
coffee mug.
The 18th, progress reports were already done. We're halfway done.
Ooh.
With the second quarter.
It's scary.
Moving
it's
fast.
Scary. 2 weeks from yesterday, if you were actually listening to this live, Thanksgiving break. Think about that.
2 weeks from yesterday is Thanksgiving break. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, let's talk about this 25th. Let's talk about
we did. We did it!
We're all in.
We did it!
We're all in.
We did it.
We're all in.
Day off.
Day off on the 25th. Thank you so very, very, very much to everybody who contributed, to donated. We just got an email today. We are just short of $200,000 raised by the Nazareth Walk.
I wonder if there's just stacks of it upstairs. I wonder if we could just go see it.
Miss Cook is currently just sitting on
a pile of cash.
No, and we really thank you so much to everybody who donated, who contributed. It goes straight back to the operating budget. Goes right into this year so that the kids have activities and things like that. So thank you so much for that. And because of that, we all get November 25th off.
What are you going to do on your day off?
Couldn't tell you, Mr.
You Curry. Got a trip planned for Thanksgiving break?
Nope. No, I'll be in town. I'll be around.
Maybe a little basketball tournaments? Take in some tournaments?
I do enjoy going to the IC tournaments.
Nice.
The issue is that, and I have to look at the schedule, the 24th to the 25th, the women's basketball program, I caught myself.
You did.
Has a game at IC as part of the IC tournament, but it does not begin until 8:30 at night.
Maybe we should go. Maybe we'll go to dinner first, catch a little B dubs in Elmhurst.
I'd be more than happy to, Mr. Drynan.
But
you know, I get to bed about 8:45.
Are you kidding me? It's your day off. You can sleep in. And look, full moon that night.
It's full moon. The 25th is full moon. Look
full
at that.
Full moon.
Wow.
It's game time. Settle up.
What I'm worried about is last year they had an 8:30 game and it didn't start until about 9:15.
Oh, they're always late. It's a tournament. What do you expect?
And then, oh, I know we're moving ahead, but it's thankfully kind of a quiet time around Thanksgiving
during
the Academy.
Very true.
But we do want to remind you
food drive. We got a food drive going on
Yeah,
right
so the faculty and staff's bringing in peanut butter.
Ends Friday, though, so kind of awkward that I'm talking about it right now.
But it's service. Nazareth is service.
True.
And also 18th night, no, yeah, 18th through 21st is Kairos.
Oh, look at that.
We have another Kairos coming up. That'll be exciting. The kids love Kairos.
They do.
Seniors love them. It's, and what I think is so nice about that is that it's an optional retreat. Obviously, you don't have to go.
Right.
But really, the majority of the senior class ends up going.
Agreed.
Which is nice for team bonding.
Unity.
Answer is unity.
And spirit.
All these pillars are coming out all over the place.
So we've gotten three of the seven.
The third, December 3rd, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but just a reminder that is our second open house. That's a shorter one. That's at 7 o'clock. One presentation at 7 o'clock. And boy, if we have a turnout like we did for the first one, I don't know what we're going to do. There's going to be people everywhere.
Standing room only.
That's great.
That's great news.
We really, we like that a lot.
We do. Are we, did we decide on a Thanksgiving episode special yet?
Nope. We got one email from Mr. Kelly. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Maybe what we should do is we should just have like a Thanksgiving banquet and have everybody sitting around a table and just
eating?
Live recording
Maybe we should.
Everybody's just having turkey and cranberry
sauce.
Now,
we've tried this before where we've sat around a table and tried to eat and talk, and it did not pan out real well.
Well, I frightened the poor waitress at Ditka's.
You did. You did. She did not appreciate it.
That episode got a lot of downloads, though.
Well, it was a good episode.
We had the best speeches from graduation. We had the Ditka's live dining review.
I love Ditka's. It's so good. That's the only time of year I go there, though.
Yeah, I only
go
once a
year.
Yep.
That's unacceptable.
What do you think about the Ditka? Right now, there's some controversy.
I know where you're going.
With
the McDonald's ad.
Right, he's
wearing a Packers. I'm very upset about it. I feel like he kind of sold out a little bit.
I saw an interview with him where he said, you know, it's just a commercial.
It doesn't mean
anything.
So, you're still doing it.
Okay.
You go full speed all the time.
Okay.
You don't see me walking around wearing a Fenwick sweatshirt. That would be terrible.
Wow.
Terrible.
All right. So you have an issue with him wearing
I have a huge
Packers.
Issue
okay.
with it.
Okay.
He's like the Bears. When you think of the Bears, you think of Coach Ditka.
Right.
And now he's a traitor.
I guess I guess I'm not a big enough Bears fan to really be affected by it.
It bothers me.
I think I like McDonald's more than I like the Bears.
He did coach for the New Orleans Saints for a while,
So. Well, how about, didn't he have a... Reggie Bush was kind of Ditka's great folly, correct?
I don't know.
Took him with like a first-round pick.
Oh, probably.
And then he didn't really pan out.
No.
Yeah. That was during his tenure with the Saints.
Yeah.
Which was not very long-lived, I don't
think.
Are
you sure?
Yo, yeah.
Are you sure he picked him?
Yo, yes.
Ditka did, though. He was the GM as well. I don't think this is accurate. And the only reason I'm saying this is I know, and excuse me, Mr. Kelly, but I know you're going to email us if this is inaccurate. Am I right here?
I'm looking it up right now.
I don't think he did.
Reggie Bush, Mike Ditka.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're Googling it doesn't mean it's fact.
When the New Orleans Saints drafted Ricky Williams.
There you go.
That's what I mean. Ricky Williams.
Isn't that a big save? That's a big save.
Ricky Williams.
Now you're not going to get an email about it.
It's not Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams had some other stuff he was partaking in.
Yeah, well, he did not work out for the Saints.
No, he did not.
Reggie Bush, though, he's okay.
Good recovery.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should wrap it up now.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right. We're going to take it to, so what we have is several very short interviews with different folks from the open house about their table and giving information about the different activities and sports that we have here at Nazareth. So we will take that to you now, unless Mr. Drynan, you have anything to add?
Nope.
Mr. Moran, your thoughts on Reggie Bush and Ricky Williams?
Well, what about the upcoming game?
I know you... Really?
Wow.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to quote you on that.
Nice.
All right, we're going to take you to these open house segments. Here I am with Ann Swade, the pride of Western Springs. Hi, Ms. Swade.
Hello.
Now, we got you here at the tennis table today, the ladies' tennis table.
Yes.
What are you going to say when people come up to you and say, hey, tell me about ladies' tennis?
I'm going to say that it's super fun, and it's a pretty chill sport. You don't really have to, it's not that intense,
mm-hmm.
and we have a lot of pasta parties and food.
Pasta parties are important for a sport like tennis because you need carbs.
Yes.
You need energy.
Food.
Well, obvi. Now, who else is manning the table with you today?
Catherine Owens.
Okay. All right. Do you have like a tandem speech, like a doubles, if you will?
We're working on it.
Okay. All right. Then I won't keep you too long.
All right.
But what would you say to the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders listening that are interested in girls tennis?
I would say that you should definitely try out because it's a very fun sport. And it's nice to get an exercise after school.
Well, that's debatable. But yes, it is a very nice sport. Well, thank you, pals. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Here with Kyle Kane, member of the second place in state Nazareth Roadrunners. Mr. Kane, you are manning the baseball table today, correct?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to tell the fine folks when they say, tell me about Nazareth baseball?
Got one of the best programs in the state by far. I mean, recent success has dictated that, too. And then, we're still working towards another run towards the state championship in the spring.
What are the advantages to being on the baseball team?
There's plenty. I mean, not only do you get to play one of the best sports on earth, but you get to become close with your classmates, and it's a really tight-knit family over at the program.
Good answers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, good luck over here. Shake a lot of hands, all right?
I will.
All right. Now, Sadat, you've been chosen amongst millions.
Wow, what an honor.
To represent the broadcast table here today.
I'm
with yours truly.
Definitely Mr. Green, yours truly.
what would you say, how has your day gone so far? You led a tour, correct?
I did lead a tour. You know what? A1, mm-hmm. the best tour there is.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one,
A1. Saw all of the school.
Named after the sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, A1 steak sauce.
Okay.
Proud sponsor. And,
Yeah, corporate sponsor.
Corporate sponsor. We showed them the entire school.
Okay.
I showed them what scholarship, service, spirit, and unity is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what? I'm just here representing the broadcasting club.
Now, why don't you tell the fine folks at home who are listening to the podcast what the broadcast club consists of?
You know what? It consists of producers and speakers. I'm the founding member.
Uh-huh.
And we speak at sporting events,
mm-hmm.
band concerts,
uh-huh.
and we've also recorded the plays.
I don't think we have.
We have not.
Nope. We have not. Nope. Uh-uh. But we've done band and choir concerts.
Band
so
and choir
close.
Concerts.
That's
you
close.
Know what? When you're a founder, you can't be everywhere.
No, you're a very busy man. Now, if you were a 6th, 7th, or 8th grader sitting at home wondering about the broadcast club, what would you tell them?
You know what? You guys should come. It's a lot of fun. If you don't like speaking, there's a job, there's a spot for you on our team.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well said, sir. All right, so we're here with Nina Kesick, who is very graciously representing the NSET table today for me and for our wonderful club. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing much. Just arrived, ready to man the table.
Yeah, you're ready and raring to go. Shaking hands, kissing babies, doing what you do best. Sure. Now, when kids ask you, what is NSET, how are you going to answer?
It's Nazareth Students Experiencing Theater. It's the best club at Nazareth.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
We go on a lot of fun trips. If we go to Chicago, Mr. Green might buy you popcorn.
We did have Garrett's.
That was a good time. It's just like a fun way to meet friends, to enjoy like theater and learn more about what goes on behind the scenes, like meet the actors. And it's just like a good time, good little relaxation time during the weekends.
Good things. Well, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your time over there.
I will. Thank you.
Standing here with the legendary Finbar Boyle, representing our Roadrunner Club here at the Open House. Finbar, what was your job today?
I led a tour.
Perhaps you could go into more detail on what that entails.
Well, I would show people Mr. Drinan,
mm-hmm.
who would talk about iPads and how Nazareth is innovative.
Was he well behaved today?
Oh, he was. He was very calm.
Okay.
It actually made me laugh.
Wow. Okay, good.
Very professional today.
Okay. It's a nice change of pace. And what else did you have to go do?
Then we went to Mr. Sepp and talked about the four pillars of Nazareth Academy.
Which are?
Scholarship,
uh-huh.
spirit,
uh-huh.
unity,
uh-huh.
and service.
You're correct.
Not in that order.
Okay. Now you're down here in the activities area. And are you just shaking hands or what?
I'm at the broadcasting club.
You and Sadat are handling the broadcast club. We're going to interview Sadat in just a moment. And... overall, what would you say to 6th, 7th, or 8th graders who are listening and thinking about joining us here at Nazareth?
It's always a good time here at the Academy.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Why don't you tell the fine folks at home which grade school you and I came from?
Divine Infant.
That's it. Not the same year, though.
No.
Different year. All right. Well, thank you, Finbar. Well, now this is when you want to turn the volume up because we got Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Wayman representing ladies cross country.
And a cat.
And a cat, apparently, in the back. Gentlemen, we just got back from state. Congratulations on that.
Congratulations to Claire Ramsey.
To Claire Ramsey, of course. Oh, and there's Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner. Now, gentlemen, and Mr. Turner, you can join us as well. You're representing the technology table today?
Yes.
Okay,
Native
all right.
Native son, or to display son.
Now, Mr. Wayne and Mr. Gonzalez, tell us a little bit about ladies cross country.
Well, we had the state meet yesterday. Claire qualified as Ramsey it is as an individual, so she ran at the famed Detweiler Park. She competed in the Class 2A Girls Cross-Country Championship Race.
Very exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Some of the best athletes in the state all compete in the same race, same course, same day. It's really a cool experience that everyone gets everyone, cheering everyone. The races were competitive. They were exciting. We had a lot of fun.
And what would you say to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that are listening? That are interested in joining girls cross country?
Nobody has more fun than the girls cross country team.
Well, that it's been dropped. Mr. Turner, HB, if you would like to tell the folks at home about the technology club, please do so now.
Sure. The technology club, we just look at different applications of technology. We put together a computer last year. trying to figure out what we'll be doing this year, but it's a collaborative effort, and nobody has more fun than the tech club.
Uh-oh.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Wow. Things are getting heated. So we're going to take you to the next club. Well, we're here with Jeremy Closa. Jeremy, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? You're manning the anime table today,
yep.
The newest club at Nazareth. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, I mean, it just started up last year. There's not really a central thing that we do. We just kind of hang out based on a common interest in anime, which is a genre of animation that is usually used in most Japanese animation or, I don't know. I mean, if that's...
So it's just a nice way to get together around a common theme.
Yep.
I know a lot of you guys also do some artwork, do some of the drawing and such. Is that the case as well?
Yes.
Is this poster board done by...
Yeah, it's done by us with people showing drawings and things that we have and everything. Kind of shows what we did in some days and be it a show and tell or like a game or something.
Very impressive. Very impressive. Well, thanks for coming out here. Hopefully you get to shake a lot of hands today.
I can only hope.
All right. Standing here with the quarterback of the Nazareth Academy Roadrunners, Carson Bartels, who is manning the football table today. Carson, big win yesterday.
Yes, it was. Very big win.
43-3.
Yep.
We've got the Hilltoppers this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready for that.
Yep.
Now, what would you say to the fine gentlemen who are listening at home in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade who might be interested in joining Roadrunner football?
I mean, Roadrunner football is one of those things. You'll just learn things that you couldn't learn anywhere else. I mean, sure, you'll have a good time playing football, but it's not the most important thing. It's not what we really care about here at Nazareth, and that is becoming a man and being able to have the tools you need to have a good life here at the Nazareth football program.
You've enjoyed your time here on football.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Good. Well, enjoy your time behind the table today. Hope
thank
you get to shake a lot of hands, kiss a lot of babies.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself.
All right. Thank you.
We're standing here with three wonderful gentlemen and Dr. Z, members of the Epics Club. Now, Epics we hear a lot about. Why don't we tell us, what is the Epics Club?
It's Engineering Projects and Community Service.
Service.
All right. Just a little late on that one. So what do you guys do?
We build stuff for people in need, right?
Yeah. So usually, give me some examples of what you've built.
Usually people with disabilities.
Oh, so like this is this guy who had like severe arthritis. So we built something for him to be able to feed his dog and stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's a very nice thing. So you do use all the science for community service.
Yes.
Great thing. Well, what would you say to the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders listening who might want to be joining Epics when they join us here at Nazareth?
It's a lot of fun.
There's free cookies.
Just do it. Yeah.
That's about the third club we've heard about the food. So we feed you well here at the Academy. That's
yes,
what we're learning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Well, here we are with Coach Nora Masterson and Bree Tovar discussing ladies soccer. Bree, you're not manning the table. You're womaning the table today.
Yeah.
What are you telling the kids about ladies soccer?
Well, just saying that it's a spring sport that's no cut. We're telling about our coach who's been coaching since 2005 and how he's really built up the team, how we've started at, like, pretty much being at, like, the bottom of our league, and then we've been in the top three recently. So.
Have you enjoyed your time with the ladies' soccer program?
Oh, yes. We're always laughing. We're always having a good time at practice, so
it's
I
good.
Love them.
It's good. Coach Masterson does not want to speak to us, apparently.
No.
She doesn't want to be iTunes famous.
She just ran away.
And what would you tell the fine folks at home who might be 6th, 7th, or 8th graders interested in joining ladies soccer?
Just come try it out. It's really fun. The girls are amazing. The coach is super nice. Super old, but super nice.
Wow. Throwing down. Well, you got some people there at your table, so I'll let you go. Thank you, Bree.
Bye.
Here with the, what would you say, future Hall of Famer member of the ladies basketball program?
That's right.
How else would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a Freddy fanatic.
Yes.
A all-star in the classroom.
Oh, wow. Humble. Don't forget humble.
And a humble...
Roadrunner. So, Ms. Lockie, tell us about the ladies' basketball program. That is the table you're manning today.
Yep. So, we started practice last week, and we're looking forward to a good season.
Blue and White Day this Thursday.
Yep. Come out.
Opening day the 17th.
Mm-hmm. We're a little short this year, but we'll be able to run the ball. We have some speed on our side.
What would you say to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade ladies who are at home right now thinking about joining the ladies basketball program?
I would say come out. Show us your skills. It's a great time. And we love new members. And you're bound to have a good time if you're on the team.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else you want to add?
Come to NAS. It's a great school, great atmosphere, very fun.
Wow. Well done. Well done.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.